told everyone I'm gonna release a blowjob that's named after myself. Like, bitch, there is no limit. But when I dropped that YouTube video, guys, I had to obviously be the Alex that walks into business meetings. And I've never shown that side of myself on this show. Probably because I think as the show got bigger, it wasn't quote unquote on brand. I think obviously the worst thing is when you look at the industry and you see people become so inauthentic. It's like people lose themselves. And that's the last fucking thing I want to happen. So in a weird fucking way, although I lost my best friend and the show has literally gotten turned on its fucking head, I can't help but think it was kind of a blessing and a reset moment. I was in bed. Well, not literally, but I was in bed with someone that was literally in bed with the wrong people. And I think there are so many people listening. You guys don't even have to be in the fucking entertainment industry. You can be a teacher. You can be a doctor. You can work at a fucking restaurant. You can be a bartender, wherever. This kind of shit can happen anywhere. You get involved with the wrong people and it affects everyone around you. But having a platform today on social media exploits it tenfold. So what I'm trying to say is I think as I've had time to process this over the past few weeks, I'm like, where do I go from here? What do I do? I think I didn't know if you guys, the listeners, would accept the side of me about my education, about the way I was raised, about my friends outside of my co-host and the family I have. And my fucking parents have been married for over 35 fucking years. I think if anyone looks at Alex Cooper, they're like, degenerate whore, like literally crawled out of a sewer. But it's like, no, my parents are the most in love fucking couple. You know, you start a sex podcast in comedy and it blows the fuck up. And every single week there is this enormous amount of pressure. Stay funny, be funny, say something crazy, stay relevant, top last week's episode. And I'm sitting here right now and I'm like, I just want to talk about real shit. Not that it wasn't real before. Like, I don't want to discredit anything. It was so fucking real. But I think what ended up happening is like it got too formatted. It was too forced. We felt like we had to have a sex topic every fucking week. And it's like, well, what if I like literally didn't have sex that week? What if I hadn't tried like a new move on a weenie? Like, what the fuck? Why would I force it? Like, literally, I'm like, oh my God, okay, blowjob, blowjob. But what if I haven't sucked a dick in 2 weeks? What do you want from me? You know what I mean? So it's like, instead of forcing it,